Hello and welcome to another episode of the Successful Home Ownership Show with your host, Richard McKenzie, out of the greater Cincinnati area. And the name of our company is First Inspection Services. We have been in business now going on 18 years in the greater Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky, and greater Dayton areas. And today's episode is based on some observations that I have made over several years of doing this. And as I record this, in my backyard is a very successful, long-standing tree cutting service, cutting down three dead or dying trees in my backyard. Why am I telling you about this? And by the way, I'm going to name this episode, Home is Where the Heart Is. Really? Then let's make it stick. All right, so in my backyard, they are cutting down three trees. Some observations about this. There are two gentlemen who are doing the chainsaw work, roping work, and so forth. There is the company owner and his wife. I stress the word his wife. Why do I do that? Because even though this is a very manly business, a very manly thing to use chainsaws and big ropes and so forth, she has a very vital role to play in this company and is the one of the former company owner's daughters, late owner's daughter, and she schedules all the work, sets it all up, and so forth. But she's also on the hill working with her husband and the team doing very vital work, making sure everything goes right. All the calculations, all of the stuff to make sure these trees are felled in the exact right path. It truly is surgeon's work with chainsaws and cutting down some wonderful creations, these lovely trees that unfortunately the ash trees and one sycamore have succumbed to disease and whatever else. Point is, the husband and wife who run this company know each other's strengths, and I'm sure they know each other's weaknesses. So they support each other, build each other up, and that's how they've been successful and in business since the 1970s. That's pretty impressive. So that's the backdrop and backstory, as my wife, who is an author, would say. Okay, so let's talk about why I'm doing this episode. I have observed over the years that I see and hear husbands and wives really not being as supportive as they could in getting the inspection done and things that I think could be avoided if done a different way. And I don't think that they're aware of what they do and, more importantly, what they say. Recently, for the umpteenth time, I took a phone call from the husband, and the husband sets up a home inspection. And then about an hour later, the wife calls and tries to set up a home inspection. And only two and putting two and two together by the person's name, do I realize this is the wife of the husband who called already and set up the home inspection. And it may happen in the reverse order. How would you not know that your spouse is setting up the home inspection, and how would you not know that one may have been tasked with doing that and the other not? Or how were they not? How does that happen? So I scratch my head and think about the root cause of this is extreme busyness. It is already and I'm sure you will agree, and if you haven't bought a house, and you realtors all out there also, you will know this as well. The home buying process is about as extreme of an emotional process as you can do. So some of the things that are so important would be extremely good communication. So if you're picking kids up from daycare, if you're both working jobs, and then you're buying a house on top of that, goodness gracious, the amount of stress and strain and details that have to be dealt with in that are already almost to the red line. So I do see how that could happen. Poor communication. One not knowing what the other is doing. Somebody said schedule the inspection, and both of them went and did it. Instead of like in baseball, you have three outfielders. If there's a pop fly in shallow right field or in between center and right, one of them has to yell really loud so the other one hears. So you get the metaphor here. Somebody has to make it really clear. This is my task. This is your task. And I would suggest doing that on what your strengths are. Who is the best at dealing with the details? Then you set up the inspection. What are your strengths? What is the other person's strengths? Okay? I think that's just really important. And certainly, if you're talking to each other, put down your cell phones. I'm very guilty at that. My wife's guilty of that. My two kids are guilty of that. Everybody's guilty of it. But to have effective communication, you've got to look each other in the face, put down your cell phones, and don't do it texting. Stuff is missed texting. I could see a couple texting each other saying, you set up the inspection. And one of them didn't see their text, and the other one did, and they both said the same thing. You set up the inspection. So I'm not trying to lecture anybody here. I'm really not. I'm just trying to tell you things that we observe. It is already very stressful. So do what you can to reduce the stress. Another thing that I see that is happening sometimes are things that are said that tear each other down without realizing it. Okay, so I'm going to tell a little story here. My first project in my house that I was scared to do when we first got married, I had no idea. Well, that's not true. I had not, quote, repaired a house, okay, when we first got married. I had not dug into the walls. I had not installed anything. I had not put in a light fixture. I had watched my dad do so many projects, but my dad was a hands-on guy, and his way of showing you was to do it himself and not really relinquish the tool, except he did let me put in a few nails on the finished room above our garage growing up, and actually gave me a set of nails and a hammer, and he said, if you can get these done before I get home from work, that would be great, Richard. So I did. I set out to nail those in. I digress. Back to the first project I ever did, however. I didn't know what I was doing. Excuse me. And he was putting in a medicine cabinet in the townhouse condo that we bought when we first got married. Master bathroom had a medicine cabinet. The hall bathroom or guest bathroom did not. Well, that's kind of dumb. So what I realized through research was, and research is the key word, you research all the things that could go wrong. And this was before the internet, so it's a heck of a lot easier now, and there's YouTube. And I'll tell you why I'm telling this story in a minute. So I got it right. I put in the medicine cabinet, cut into the drywall, and realized that what I had read, that all the measurements are pretty much the same. So all the medicine cabinets, they're designed to go in between 2x4 studs and a wall. How about that? And as long as everybody installs the stud walls correctly, the medicine cabinets that are manufactured are going to fit pretty much anywhere. So as long as I made my cuts right, used a stud finder and so forth, I got it right, 4 nails, and I'm done. That sucker was in, and I was very happy about it. So, and what did I do? I celebrated a little bit. You celebrate your successes. So now, here's the reason why I am telling you this. There's a thing that we have inside us a lot of times, everybody has it, called fear. Fear can be best described as false evidence appearing real. false evidence appearing real. If you haven't heard that, write it down, because it's a good one to think about. Put it on your mirror. If you're running into one of these situations where you're scared of what you're doing, false evidence appearing real. Okay. I was at an inspection recently, and this has happened more times than I can shake a stick at as well. The husband and wife are in the foyer, and I talk about who wants to follow me around, and you can do whatever you want. And instead of both parties, the husband and wife, saying, "We'll follow you around," the wife pipes up and she says, "My husband's not handy. He can't really fix anything." And I was just aghast, and I kind of looked at his face, and it was like, you say that in front of another man about your husband, that's just something I would not say. You don't want to tear somebody down on their weaknesses so they'll never build them back up. Point is, everybody has strengths and weaknesses, and we want to spend some amount of time on our weaknesses to make sure they're not as weak anymore. They may not become our strengths, but that's okay, because your strengths may be something that you want to leverage even more. But you definitely don't want to tear somebody down, especially in front of another party. My point being, if you can put your cell phones down, if you can talk about this home buying process, "Hey, honey, when we're going through this process of buying the house, let's talk about what our strengths are and each other's weaknesses. Let's be open and honest, and let's figure out if your strengths are details, then scheduling everything, having the folder with all of the financial information together, you keep that in your stead, you keep track of all that. I'm good with dealing with the rough and tumble, gruff stuff. I'll call the inspector. I'll set that up. I'm going to make sure I'm with him and I follow him around." Or if you're not real strong, but you'd like to learn a whole bunch, then both of you follow the inspector around. And some things that I would suggest using, words of affirmation, that if somebody's weak at something, like the house, talk about how you can do this. You can put in that medicine cabinet. You can put in that outlet. You can do that. You can caulk the back of the sink. You can caulk around the tub. You can watch YouTube videos. We can put in this bathroom project and vend out some of the work and do some of the finishing work ourselves. We can do that. We can do that together. We can. You can. You see how my husband or my wife is not good at that, is not anywhere in that equation. Just because something is a weakness doesn't mean it always has to stay that way. YouTube is your friend. Now, I didn't have YouTube back when I was putting in that medicine cabinet. I just looked at pictures in a book, and they all said the same thing. And I went to Home Depot, and I took measurements, and I just realized by trial and error, wow, the distance between the studs and the outside measurements of the back of the medicine cabinet as it's installed in the wall are the same. Whoa, that is revolutionary. Makes sense. Logic. The point being, during that inspection, when that wife said that to her husband, I pulled him aside and I said, "You can do this. You don't have to be not good with your hands for the duration of owning this house." And I told him the story about my medicine cabinet. And then I told him the story about how in my wife and I's next house, which had an unfinished room above the garage, I spent a few months off and on with my dad finishing that room above the garage, and he left me in between times of coming up for the weekend before he passed, in leaving me tasks to do, and he really enjoyed hearing me over the phone say what I had accomplished. Now, didn't have cell phones back then, so I couldn't text him pictures, so he had to use the old-fashioned way, which is visualize something somebody is describing to you. And that was a great project. One of those that I actually missed because selling that house, I had to leave that behind. And that was a monument to my dad and my project or our relationship. Now, if somebody doesn't have a dad who has the ability to teach you all these things, YouTube is, by golly, your friend. When I refinished our hardwood floors, I had not done that before. I bought the sander, I bought the polyurethane, I bought the stain. I watched a couple YouTube videos, and I basically went and started cutting into the carpet, pulling it up, and there was no turning back after that. I was not good at it. By the end of the project, my next door neighbor, who's a general contractor, ended up asking my advice about finishing floors. How about that? That's just really weird. So build each other up. I would suggest when you start going into the home buying process, you do have a sit-down session with your phones turned upside down so you're not looking at your phones, and you talk about, there's actually an acronym, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, SWOT, I think is it. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. What things cause you your most angst? Those would be threats. Or things that can hurt your home buying process and the home inspection process and the home repair process. Opportunities. What are those things that you see that you can do together as far as projects in the future? And maybe those are nice to haves and those other ones would be must haves. Okay. Weaknesses. That's one you really need to tread lightly on. You all are going to have weaknesses, but that doesn't mean you have to blast those to each other and tear somebody down to do it. And then strengths. That's probably an easy one. You give each other compliments. Those are things that you can even leverage even more. Some people aren't using their strengths enough. And I'm not a psychologist. I'm a part-time stated at Holiday Inn Express psychologist. Why? Because as a home inspector, we have to be a babysitter, an inspector, a technical expert. We have to be a sociologist, a babysitter, as I said, all the above. Friend, ear to cry on. We're all the above during the inspection and even afterwards with follow-up questions. So I hope that this episode, though it's a little different, is maybe helping you really keep that home that you are buying. Home is where the heart is. Really? Then let's make it stick. And this has been the Successful Home Ownership Show with your host, Richard McKenzie. Go buy that house, build each other up, make it a successful, enjoyable experience, not one that causes your stress to hit the red area on the dial. Put in that medicine cabinet, refinish those hardwood floors, and put in that room above the garage, that bathroom, whatever it is, make it your home so you're comfortable coming home there. Take care. Until our next episode again, this has been Richard McKenzie with your with the Successful Home Ownership Show. Thank you for listening.